You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I know the weather has been a bit up and down recently, with some wonderful days of sunshine, but also some rainy days too. And we are getting into hay fever season now. So firstly, Elizabeth, what is hay fever?
It's an allergic reaction to pollen, Toby, mainly, although there are a lot of other airborne problems. We call them antigens, and that can cause allergy. And antigens, they're substances that can trigger an immune response in the case of allergies. The immune system mistakenly identifies the allergen as a type of threat. Now, when you're exposed to an allergen, the immune system produces antibodies, especially IgE antibodies. That's what we check when we're checking for allergies. Now, they then bind to cells like mast cells and basophils. And when you're re-exposed to that same allergen, the cells cause release of histamine and other chemicals. And that causes the symptoms of an allergic reaction.
So what are the symptoms of hay fever then?
Yeah, if you have hay fever, you certainly know about it. Sneezing, congestion, irritated eyes. These are itchy and red. Cough. Sometimes this is caused by a post-nasal drip. Now, that's mucus dripping down the throat from the back of the nose. Also, an itchy throat, mouth, nose, and even ears become itchy. Other symptoms that they're not as common. For example, you can lose your sense of smell. Facial pain, headaches, earache, tiredness, and fatigue, but they are not the main symptoms.
Elizabeth, how important is it to treat the symptoms of hay fever then?
That's a very good point, Toby. Rhinitis, that's runny nose, that can develop into asthma. And as you probably know, asthma can be life-threatening if not treated properly. Also, your asthma can get worse when you have hay fever.
So how should we treat hay fever?
Antihistamines, as you probably know, are the mainstay of treatment. It's important to start taking them early and take them regularly. There are more sophisticated antihistamines now available, such as fexofenadine. Obviously, ask at your pharmacy. I usually prescribe a background antihistamine. Then, depending on whether there are symptoms, for example, if you've got nasal congestion, irritated eyes, I would use something like eye drops containing, well, an eye drop such as allopatadine and a nasal spray such as mometasone, which is a steroid. If you're using a nasal spray, it's important to point the spray towards the middle of your nose and sniff gently to stop the spray going down the back of your throat.
Finally, Elizabeth, is there any way you can prevent hay fever then?
Yeah, obviously wrap around sunglasses, and that can, you know, stop physically the pollen getting into your eyes. And when you come in from outside, just remember that your clothes, your hair will all have pollen in it. So I usually suggest changing clothes downstairs or maybe even having a shower if you can, and staying indoors when the pollen count is high. But remember, the pollen will be on, for example, your pet, your guide dog, and make sure you wipe them down as well. Applying a small piece of Vaseline to the nose, to the nostrils. Now that traps the pollen going into the nasal passages. Obvious things like keeping windows and doors shut as much as possible. And if you're dusting at all, wipe the surface with a damp cloth and try to spend time outdoors only when the pollen count is low. And I know that's a bit difficult for most people. And fresh flowers in the house, not a good idea. And don't dry your clothes outside during a high pollen count, because, of course, your clothes, will, when you bring them in, will be full of pollen again. So simple things, but maybe not obvious to everyone, but I think they help.
Well, some really good, useful bits of information and advice there, Elizabeth. And if listeners would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, can you remind us of that website address where they can go and find you?
All the W's, ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.